Welcome to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to enjoy music by Cherubini, Sisko, William Byrd, Gerald Finzi, Tompkins, Heube, Rachmaninoff, and a commissioned work by Omaha composer Jackson Berkey. This visit is called Some Musical Food for Thought. The visit opened with a short, stunning work, Awake My Heart, by New York composer David Sisko. The piece was written for and performed by the Marble Choir of New York, led by Kenneth Dake. Their new CD is called It's All About Love. Next, from a new CD from the CPO people that contains three cantatas by Luigi Cherubini, I have selected three choruses written in 1791 for a play that chronicled the life of a National Assemblyman who was one of the founding French revolutionaries. The cantata is about Mirabeau, who suddenly died and some suspected murder, and the three pieces have over the years been able to stand by themselves. The first is solemn in nature, called Lent. The second and third have titles for their tempo, Andantino, Con Moto, and Allegro. Here to perform these three choruses on the death of Mirabeau by Cherubini is the Cologne Academia, directed by Michael Alexander Willens. You have just heard three choruses written for a French play concerning the death of Mirabeau, one of the founding French revolutionaries. The composer was Luigi Cherubini. You heard the Cologne Academia directed by Michael Alexander Willens.
And
Why do I use my paper, ink, and pen and call my wits to counsel what to say? Those were the words of Henry Walpole, whose life spanned the last 50 years of the 16th century. They were set to music by William Byrd of England and performed by tenor Benedict Hymas, a member of the stylistic chamber ensemble Stile Antico, assisted by fretwork on original instruments. Our next selection has Omaha roots. It was only in the second year of our existence that the Clarion Chamber Chorale turned to the talents of Jackson Berkey to write a work for our spring concert. The result was a 10-minute work called In Memoriam Kasarjan, in memory of a saintly woman from Turkey, a friend of the Berkeys. The text used by the composer is taken from the Gospels of Matthew and Mark that describes the transfiguration of Christ. It is a time in biblical history that is as mystifying as the virgin birth and resurrection. I am very thankful to Jackson Berkey for finding the original recording of this performance. Here is In Memoriam Kasarjan, The Transfiguration of Christ, recorded April 15, 1985 at St. Cecilia's Cathedral. This is the Clarion Chamber Chorale with Jackson Berkey at the piano. The conductor is Stan Schmidt.
Jesus, who creates.
Taken from the vault of the Clarion Chamber Chorale performances, you just heard In Memoriam Kasarjan, The Transfiguration of Christ, recorded April 15, 1985 at St. Cecilia's Cathedral. You heard the Clarion Chamber Chorale with Jackson Berkey at the piano, and Stan Schmidt was the conductor. From the Transfiguration of Christ, we visit another biblical mystery, the Ascension of Christ. This composition was created by British composer Gerald Finzi. The Hampstead Singers, the Emmanuel Chamber Orchestra, and Jeremy Fizel at the Council of the Organ present God is Gone Up. The music of Gerald Finzi performed by the Hampstead Singers, the Emmanuel Chamber Orchestra, and Jeremy Fizell playing organ. You revisited the classic God Is Gone Up. The conductor was Mark Inza. This is some musical food for thought.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
With an encore performance, you heard the voices of Stilla Antico offering O Praise the Lord by English composer Thomas Tompkins. Richard Campbell was in charge of their performance. Now we turn to a more contemporary sound, but still a musical journey that is interesting to the ears. This is the music of Danish composer John Højbe. We will hear three sacred pieces with texts you have enjoyed before. Cantate Domino, O Sing to the Lord, Hech Dies, This is the Day that the Lord Has Made, and then a Jubilate Deo, an extremely rhythmic declaration, Make a Joyful Noise to the Lord. This is Lone Larson leading the talented singers of Voces Nordica.
te Deum starra, jubilalalala te Deum. Jubilate Deo, mistara, jubilalalala te Deo.
Jubilate Deo, mistara, jubilalalala te Deo. Jubilate Deo, mistara, jubilalalala te Deo.
Jubilate Deo, mistara, jubilalalala te Deo. Jubilate Deo, mistara, jubilalalala te Deo.
Jubilate
You have just experienced three wonderful unaccompanied choral works by Danish composer John Hoibe and performed by Voces Nordica, led by Lone Larsen. The three songs of Rejoicing, Cantate Domino, Hic Dies, and Jubilate Deo. One of the most sought-after conductors today is Craig Hella Johnson. His gift of creative thought in putting programs together is without question. His ensemble is called Conspirare, and every time they do a new recording, you know it's going to be superb. They have just released The Sacred Spirit of Russia, which features works by early 20th century composers of the, quote, New Russian School. Two of their singers with Omaha roots are Janet Campbell, who still resides here, and Gina Cassara, former UNO instructor, now teaching in Texas. To close, I ask you to tune your ears to these two selections. Let Our Mouths Be Filled with Praise, that's by Rachmaninoff, and Preserve, O God, Our Country, by Gretchaninoff. This is Conspirare, led by Craig Hella Johnson.
Thank you.
You have just heard two songs from The Sacred Spirit of Russia, a new CD. Craig Hella Johnson has guided his singers Conspirare in Let Our Mouths Be Filled with Your Praise by Rachmaninoff and Preserve, O God, Our Country by Gretchaninoff. And you heard this new CD on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Some Musical Food for Thought, and I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for the best of the vocal and choral art. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2014.